This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Dozens of people are dead and wounded in northern Gaza after a reported strike by Israeli military forces Thursday. Here's AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
An apparent Israeli strike on a crowd of Palestinians waiting for aid in northern Gaza has killed around 50 people, according to a hospital official. The head of the nursing department at Shifa Hospital told the Al Jazeera network that dozens were killed and hundreds more wounded. Al Jazeera ran footage showing several bodies and injured people arriving at Shifa. The Israeli military said it was looking into the reports. I'm Karen Chamas.
Gaza's health ministry says nearly 30,000 Palestinians have been killed since the start of the war, two-thirds of them women and children. The Hamas attack into southern Israel on October 7th that ignited the war killed 1,200 people, mostly civilians, and the militants seized around 250 hostages. Hamas continues to hold around 130 hostages. The former President Donald Trump can be prosecuted on charges he interfered with the 2020 election. The court will hear arguments in April, with a decision likely coming no later than the end of June. The justice's order Wednesday maintains a hold on preparations for a trial focused on Trump's efforts to overturn his election loss. Trump's lawyers have sought to put off a trial until after the November presidential election, when Trump will likely face off once more against President Joe Biden. Rebecca Gill, an associate professor of political science at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, explains how a delay could help Trump.
You know, it's not lost on his team that if they can delay this such that this trial doesn't start before the election, then if he wins the election, he can direct his Justice Department to just drop this case.
This is VOA News. Meanwhile, an appeals judge in New York on Thursday refused to halt collection of Trump's $454 million civil fraud penalty while he appeals the verdict. AP correspondent Haya Punjwani has the story.
Former President Donald Trump's lawyers are appealing his fraud penalty and say that he's ready to post a $100 million bond. Trump's lawyers told a New York appellate court on Wednesday that he's prepared to post a $100 million bond to stop the collection of his civil fraud penalty. They say the provisions of the verdict make it so that the former president can't secure a bond for the full amount, which is over $400 million. To pause the collection automatically, Trump would have to post that full amount. His lawyers also said they are unable to obtain loans from New York banks for 3 years because of a ruling in February banning Trump, his company, and his co-defendants from doing so. The Republican presidential candidate has until March 25th to secure a stay, which is a legal mechanism pausing collection while he appeals. I'm Haya Punjwani.
Australia's government is facing angry demands to name a former politician accused by the country's top spy of having sold out the country to a foreign power. In an extraordinary public revelation Wednesday in Canberra, Security Chief Mike Burgess said a spy team from an unnamed country had cultivated and recruited the unidentified ex-politician several years ago. He said a foreign intelligence service unit, dubbed the A-Team, had made Australia its priority target. The unit had targeted Australians with access to privileged information on social networking sites, using false identities, and promising cash rewards. Beer maker Anheuser-Busch has reached a tentative contract agreement with the Teamsters Union that avoids a strike at its U.S. plants. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
The Teamsters Union represents 5,000 Anheuser-Busch workers who brew and package beer and even take care of the company's Clydesdale horses. The tentative contract includes wage increases, job security, and other benefits. Workers are expected to vote on whether to approve the contract next week. After a conservative backlash last year, Beer Marketers Insights says Anheuser-Busch shipments to U.S. wholesalers dropped 13.8%. By comparison, overall U.S. beer shipments were down only 5%. Beer sales in the U.S. have been declining as consumers gravitate towards spirits, hard seltzers, and alcohol-free beverages. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The union had threatened to strike Anheuser-Busch's 12 U.S. plants for the first time since 1976. International Edition delivers insight into world news through eyewitnesses, correspondent reports, and analysis from experts and newsmakers. We also keep you in touch with social media, science, and entertainment trends. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.